Hello, Adrienne. Welcome. This is kind of your first sort of presentation for the FMP. Sarah and I are kind of just going to support you with sort of a tutorial. If you haven't got ideas, we're here to give you ideas and make sure that you've got a theme and a direction by the time you leave here.
Yeah.
What we'd like from you is if you just want to give us some ideas on your theme and the direction you'd like to go on.
So my theme at the moment is conservation. I'm kind of looking at the art style Macabre, where it's on a, sort of like related to death. It's gruesome, it's disturbing. I'm kind of looking at doing art that's like really thought provoking. I'm not really sure what direction, but I've had ideas.
Yeah, we don't need to know yet. Don't worry about that at this stage.
Fine art.
So yeah, fine art, mixed medium, pencil, sculpture.
Okay, so sort of a multidisciplinary sort of thing of painting and sculpture and just, you know.
Just kind of
I get the feeling as well for your project, it's going to be more the context, the idea is going to be the most important part of this.
Indeed, yeah.
And you responding to your context and being quite just sort of immersed. You know, I don't feel like we need to be aiming for like sort of polished, aesthetic.
No.
Because it's all about kind of more
like
the tension
raw,
of the of the theme.
Is it that you want, you mentioned earlier that it's gruesome and stuff that a Macabre. Is that an emotion you want? How do you want your audience to feel? You thought about
unsettled.
That?
Unsettled.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
unsettled,
good.
Just like a bit.
It's like when you like a Francis Bacon.
Yeah, it just kind of makes you look at yourself. You just take a step back and you're like,
okay.
So it's like a mirror almost in some way, like a sort of what you see in this is
what resonates with you most, what like attacks your fears.
Okay. So how does this connect to sustainability, like
conservation? So I was looking at climate change.
Okay.
And I was linking that to how we're pretty much going to go extinct if it's not finished. And within my wider research, I was looking at activists today, Just Stop Oil. They're doing quite mad things with, like, stopping traffic. I've been looking at Greta Thunberg.
Oh, yeah.
Other activists as well. It's all in my sketchbook, if you guys would like to.
What I'm getting from this though, Adrienne, when I think, just me thinking, and this is what I mean, bounce off me, is that I don't know whether the conservation angle really fits with the grotesque in that sort of portraiture style. I'm still sort of, I like the idea of the sort of oil protesters, but, you know, are you going to capture like the ugly scenes of when these people clash, like, you know, car drivers and the protesters, and then it's like capturing the ugliness of a crowd, of a mob.
Yeah,
is an idea.
A good
like
angle.
Climate change, just like, you know how
because
everything's
violence,
given in
riots,
a good light. I want to shine the dark side of it.
So there's riots, isn't it? Like, you know, like there's people that, like, you know, again, there's like arguments of like, well, maybe you just blocked the M1 and my mum's just died because she was in an ambulance.
And people getting like suffocated from too many crowds and overcrowding.
So, you know, I'm just, because again, I'm just like the grotesque sort of like Francis Bacon and making people feel uncomfortable, but is it making them feel uncomfortable with the fact we're all going to die?
Yeah.
Okay.
The truth.
And getting across that message that
you must do
something. We're heading to hell.
Type.
Yeah.
We're on our way to hell.
Mm-hmm.
We've ruined the world.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great idea. A really, really lovely idea. So now we've got to think just how we're going to do that in a visual way. My suggestion would be looking where crowds, where protesters, where anti-versus.
Riots.
You know, where people get hurt.
Yeah. So when it gets intense, when when it becomes like a anything can go moment.
Tension.
When it's like,
people with like, scariest. Looking at scenes with kids with like, you know, gas, tears from
tear gassing.
Yeah.
You know, people that have been caught up in, you know, there's a lot of protest out there, isn't there?
At
and
the
there's
moment,
a lot of people
yeah.
that are caught up in it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if I was going to move down a grotesque and painting way, it's those scenes I'm going to paint, not your more fantasy.
No,
you know,
the realism.
Think, but realism without being realistic with a painting, I think you can still be really abstract and distorted with the painting, but the actual imagery you're painting from is
from real scenes,
the front row real scene, and to do with activism then
yeah
and then that's a brilliant project.
Fair.
Sweet.
If you wanted to go with that vibe,
I'm completely happy with anything like I mean, it's sparking my interest so far. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, research.
Well, this is what we're getting from you. So, like, but we've got time to bounce some more ideas. So,
I mean, yeah, but from there, that can grow. That's like totally a starting point. From
so, if we were then going to go along with that vibe, then it's only because I see you get this real life photography.
Yeah, and then
so,
it's random.
Well, it's not so random. I can link it, and this is what I'm saying. If this was then photography of people protesting and that real life element and thingy, and then you sort of scaled in on some of their faces and
the
things
like
caught
emotions
in the crowd where they're like twisted, and then made a board. To me, then they would all really link up, and then you've got like this imagery that you can bring together all these faces of people that are like, and you could be like, "This is hell," and you'd be like,
yeah,
"No, actually, this is a painted scene from the oil protesters on this day."
Yeah,
you know, if you know, grannies dragged by their feet,
yeah,
you know, across concrete,
yeah,
people super gluing themselves to stuff.
They're ruining
yeah.
like paintings, galleries. It's mad. Some of them have been climbing onto like the M25, and
yeah.
they've put out an injunction where they've like specifically named 65 people in it, so that the penalties can be harsher.
Well, get that, get their names, You know, like we could be painting their names in the background and then painting over the top. You know, like get everything in there, like you know.
A friend was suggesting I should stick to people's faces when it came to pencil drawing and stuff.
Look,
but I really like these. These were
from the gallery, the drawing.
Yeah,
exhibition.
This was called Bandits or Banditos, and I just love this. It's sort of like masked
Jesse
mini rioters.
Yeah.
That there's a kind
it
of
was
link
like
there.
Adult themes with children and how it
and
didn't mix, and it was unsettling. Yeah, that's
yeah,
what I wrote.
I actually love this.
Mm.
I think
this you could get loads of people in balaclavas and recreate.
I have
sometimes,
so yeah.
Of course you do.
Or made them, you know, like get 5 or 6 people, just do a photo shoot of people with all balaclavas.
Yeah,
like,
or like little
mini
potato
other.
Sacks or something.
Yeah, like look at how people disguise themselves in protests.
Mm. A lot of them, people with like the little scarves.
So get like with the bandanas, just the eyes. Look at the, what's it, the, who the guy where they used them, was it? Zed for, it's like the Guy Fawkes mask. Government. Wait a minute. It's from V for Vendetta.
Oh, that one.
Do you remember his mask? So they all wear that mask.
Oh, she reminds me of like Money Heist.
It's from a film.
Yeah.
It's from a film. Similar,
yeah.
Find the film, watch the film,
Vendetta.
Get these. I think it's V for Vendetta.
I've seen the film, but actually not actually watched it. But yeah.
Like, you know, get, like, look, we're talking about protests. We're talking about, so, you know, look at different protests, like Pussy Riot or War, balaclavas, and then jumped into like the Russian Orthodox Church. Start playing anti-Russia songs and then got banged up in prison, you know, like they're like that.
They're cool, yeah.
So they wear balaclavas. The gorilla girls wear gorilla masks. So the gorilla girls that go into all the art galleries that are like, it's all men. Well, you know, I think it's like the stats are like 92% of artwork is by men. So they go in and they dress up as gorillas and they're called the gorilla girls. So you could look at headwear, you know. Because I think when you're drawing and painting, I don't want you going down this line of trying to be a hyper-realist, doing a pencil. Do one or two.
No, I want to keep it like varied.
I think yours will be in about us cleverly using layers, photo montage, scale, drawing, gridding, drawing it up, adding bits and elements, and taking it slowly.
Because I've got time this time, yeah.
Have you done any charcoal drawings?
Yes.
Like this? It might be something.
I wanted to try, but I've just
got
not very skilled.
Yeah, but
that's
because you don't know yet.
So, yeah.
We've got some huge charcoal paper downstairs that you could begin sort of
just
mark
messing
making,
around
expressive.
Yes, I think that's the start. I think let's start with you on charcoal. As a real like immersing for
because
a week in response.
It makes me feel like it links with these sort of dark
it's
tones,
like dark, moody.
And it's got a really lovely texture to it, charcoal.
And we'll move it on from there. And the thing is there's ways to, listen, we can set you up with this, like, all sorts of hacks for drawing realistically, like projecting the image onto the wall and tracing.
Light boxes.
Using the light box and piecing it together, painting over photocopies.
Mm-hmm.
you know, we've got lots and lots of different ways to paint, you know, and that's where we have to get you sort of away from maybe thinking that traditional format and painting in different ways.
Yeah, no, I want to like expand my horizons and my skills in this project, as well as like creating work that I like.
Totally.
Because I loved your last collages.
Yeah, me too.
I really loved them. And that could be another way of sort of creating
the collages, which were mad because I haven't spoken to you since that project, were funny because they were actually far better than your final pieces.
Oh no, yeah, the final piece was a massive letdown on my part.
But that's okay. You know, again, that's okay. Again, just, you know, us being realistic about what we thought.
Well, yeah, I'm going to use my last project as like my starting block and I'll know where.
But the collages were brilliant.
Yeah.
So that's a real strength for you to push with this now.
So do you reckon I could adopt that? But not fully, but just
a bit. Yeah, but just experiment with it.
Because they're your processes. This is becoming about Adrienne's arsenal and what skills that you have.
Yeah.
And if you can create collage in such an interesting way with that subject, think about how you're going to create with the same processes interesting imagery with this project.
And think about how many you created in such a small amount of time. It's not just about time-based, but you were just sort of churning them out and thinking almost not thinking about what the end result was going to be.
Well, you were being really playful. Yeah.
And then painting them.
And I really liked that.
I was just starting then, like, painting them and drawing
build
them in charcoal.
Build up some layers with them, yeah.
So, no, I think we've got the idea here, Adrienne.
Stunning.
This is brilliant.
Yay.
Thank you.
So,
happy
really, the filler, though, is getting those imageries of activism happening and the ugliness of protest.
I think you're making a mood board, though.
Yes.
You need to.
Yeah. Protests and riot mood board, I think.
Yeah, like the ugliness
but like the
of
ugly
protest.
Side, like where there's people fighting and it's like in
well,
the
well, yeah, because
so many
outside things doing a peaceful one, so we could put you in the exhibition next
and
to each other.
It
could be really good.
Imagine,
because we've got people that are talking about like
silent,
flowers, holding hands, silent, sitting down, silent protest.
And you could be
you
the
could be the ugly side, people fighting back.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could look in. I've seen a really good thing in the V&A one year about about protesters, and it was about how to make a gas mask out of a water bottle in a protest.
Mm.
So I would download that instruction, it's all over the internet, and have a go at making some gas masks out of plastic bottles.
Fun.
Because if you think about it, and I want to do it with you, because if you think about it, if you're in the middle of a protest and that and they're starting to throw tear gas away, zip, 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 hey everybody, bosh.
Yeah.
You know, and like, again, how or what people throw in a protest.
Oh, like food nowadays.
Well, just like, you
stones.
Know, like red, like, you know, again,
bottles
different ways
pee.
Of protesting.
Yeah.
So I could look at the different mediums in a sense that are used.
Yeah. You know, but no, I think there's your project. Just a bit more research here at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, of course. Well,
couple of mood boards.
That, yeah.
And maybe a refined mood board then of the ugly, maybe one ugly distorted image, one sort of you know, the campaigners, you know,
mm-hmm.
the activists, one of a one in the protest, and just three or four images on a board. Just
so
those key,
like key refined.
Yeah, so
not
it's almost
so
we've bubbled
broad.
This down.
Yeah,
it's like
okay.
We've got the vinegar and we've made now balsamic vinegar. Because we now know that this is kind of this, though this influence, this is out, this end of the board.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know.
And we're looking more at this.
Yeah,
and we know
more
that,
realism. But
yeah.
Yeah, that's
and like we know that we're capturing the real life,
yes.
But we're not doing the silly, like it's not humour and comedy every life theme.
But we're
it's
taking
more activist.
A real life aspect from it,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so the board is, everything you're doing is right.
Yeah.
And you're
I'm
feeding it.
Picking.
We just now need to condense that.
Mm.
So go and condense now with as many boards as you want, or pages, or in your sketchbook. I mean, just give us this now ugly protest. Let's sort of give it the theme, a nice condensed thing, so we're thinking about the ugliness of protest. Great.
Quite excited about this one.
Yeah, me too.
This will be quite fun.
Brilliant,
Thank
Adrienne.
You. Thank you so much.